A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 19 through 21. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes hearing a familiar gospel story is like visiting an old friend. We know each other, mean a lot to each other. We've shared much with each other, and so we relax with each other. Today's story is a familiar one. Listening to it can be like listening to an old friend. An old friend? Let me tell you about an old friend. She is 84 to be exact, and we've been friends for many years. To this day, the woman surprises me. She can turn my assumptions about what she'll say right on their heads. To put it mildly, when we visit, she keeps me on my toes. This familiar story about Jesus and his family arriving is an old friend, to be sure. But we dare not relax. As always, more is being revealed. To hear what is being revealed, let us walk into this story and listen as though we are in the crowd, as though we are with Jesus, and we hear as he is told. Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and wish to see you. Ah. Does he say, "Great, let her in"? Does he say, "Mom"? No. Instead, he looks at us. He looks at those around him. And he says, My mother, let me tell you about my mother. I want you to know that before she is my flesh and blood, she is my disciple. I am living proof that she hears the word of God and acts on it. But don't think for a minute that as my disciple, she swallows what she hears, hook, line, and sinker. No. Being my disciple means being the full grace of who you are. All of you. All of your humanity. Let me tell you. At first, when she hears the word of God, she's troubled. She's troubled by the word she hears. It unsettles her. She's disturbed, not relaxed. As a disciple, hearing God's word disturbs, moves, shifts what's inside. She wonders, what does this word mean? Because as a disciple, she's searching for an understanding that will allow her to listen further. Genuine disciples genuinely seek to understand. And she listens with her logic. How can this be? She listens through her life experience. I do not know man. You see, my disciple, she engages her humanity, her intellect. She does not negate the reality of who she is, what her living has taught her. And it is precisely because she hears the word of God in this way, because she listens like this, this disciple of mine has the capacity to say, I will act on this. I will give you my very body. Use my flesh. Use my blood. Use my will. And that is just what happens to this disciple. Through an act of her will, the word of God brings upon her the power of the Holy Spirit. This is kinship with me. Sharing in my flesh and blood does not in itself complete the call to discipleship. There is more. You must give birth to me, thus allowing me to be present among you. Who is my mother? Put quite simply, she is the one who hears the word of God and acts on it. Sometimes hearing a familiar gospel story is like being with an old friend, one that surprises us every time. This time, we hear it differently. We hear Jesus say, "Will you be my disciple? Then you must also be mother to me."